All right, thank you very much for that, Richard. Good to hear from you as well, of course. Okay, I'll move on now to Jason at Victor Echo 7, Juliet, Sierra, Oscar. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening. So in my career, I've worked in IT pretty much all my life for, I'm going to say like 25 years in the industry. And yes, I've always had to, I hadn't had to dress up formal or anything, but just smart casual. So usually just some slacks and, golf shirt was fine, dress shoes. And yeah, I'm okay with that. It's, as long as it's they allow golf shirts. I had a few companies that require the button-up shirt, a little less comfortable. But for the most part, it's smart casual. I'm completely fine with. Back to you.
Right on. Yeah, I was in much the same as you there, Jonathan. I early on in my career in computers back in the 1970s, we all had to wear a dress shirt, a proper jacket, and a proper tie, and shiny shoes and all. And as it went into the 80s and all the rest of it, we still had to dress fairly well, but we dropped the ties by that point. Anyway, there you go. All right, so I'll move on to Victor Echo 7, Charlie, Oscar, Juliet. Jim, what do you got to say about all of this?
Good evening, Gary. The Nat V7, Charlie, Oscar, Juliet. Well, I was a tradesman. I worked at a printing plant most of my life. So I couldn't wear anything nice because I didn't want to get an ink or, I couldn't, I had to wear clothes that I didn't worry about too much. So, I didn't have any dress code other than steel-toe boots. You had to wear those for the safety aspect. But, yeah, no, it was never an issue with me. And I've always been just a jeans and T-shirt guy. I don't like to dress up too much.
Roger that. Yeah, my brother is much the same as you. He's a technologist, machinist, and of course he has to wear, the important thing for him is steel-toed boots for sure, and good protection, eye protection and whatnot. So there you go. Thanks very much for that, Jim. I'll move on to Victor Echo 7, Papa Foxtrot, Romeo, Ping, go ahead.
There's companies I work for, they don't really require us to dress very formally unless we have a very high-stake meeting. And we do work in property management, and we do frequently visit construction site and all that. You can't really wear your dress shoes and getting to construction site. So I typically, for me, I usually just wear jeans or, smart casual and a golf shirt or a T-shirt sometimes. Main thing is to keep myself warm and doing sometimes to keep myself cool. And that's basically what I go for. Papa Fox Romeo.
All right, well, there you go. Thanks very much for that, Ping. We'll move on now to Mike at Victor Echo 7. Mike, Quebec Delta, go ahead.
Good evening, Gary. Good evening, everybody on the net there. I'm retired, so I guess I don't have a dress code, but when I did work, I guess it was steel-toe boots and coveralls, and, the dress code for us was, Surrey Tuxedo, a.k.a. Mac or Storm Rider.
Perfect. That's my dress code now, Mike. Since I've been retired, at least. Anyway, thanks very much for that. Okay. And I couldn't find your identity on the database. Are you a fairly new ham yourself?
Since last October, I guess.
Well, welcome aboard there, Mike. Thanks very much for that. Okay. All right, we'll move on to Gerald at Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-Ray. Go ahead.
Good day, Gary. Good day, everybody on the net. Dress code. Yeah, if you're a field worker or inside construction, it's definitely steel-toe boots. If you're working outside in traffic, then obviously it's got to have high-vis vests. Definitely hard hats and goggles and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that was rigorously identified and maintained by health and safety committees and stuff like that. There was a time back in the 80s when people did dress up very nice. Sometimes I miss those days when it was a little bit more put together. But there is another one, too, as well. I'll take a short break. There was a time when there was one lady who came into work with two short shorts, and she was sent home for hygiene purposes, so she had to wear a little bit longer shorts for the work. Anyways, Victor Echo 7, Mike Tank Wakes, back to yourself there, Gary.
Yeah, no, I get all of that. The guys down at Boundary Bay, we were discussing that about dress codes, even on board airliners now. You know, people, you know, they used to dress really smart, well, even as passengers, but they still have big dress codes for airline captains and pilots. Hats have gone by the wayside now, but there you have it, too. All right, thanks very much for that. Gerald, I'll move on to George at Victor Echo 7, Hotel Echo Delta. Go ahead.
Good evening, Gary, and the other people listening. I've been retired for a long time, but I've worked in various industries. Early in my work life, it was big steel-toed boots and coveralls and ear and eye protection in a big machine shop. But then later I worked in fuel cell industry. And then it didn't really matter what you wore, but usually we had to wear steel-toed boots. And, you know, I sat at a desk for a while, and so a variety of things. But never wore a tie or a jacket to work.
Roger that, George. And looking at your listing here at the VA, I see that you were a machinist and all that, like my brother and all that, much the same way as well. He does teaching as well and stuff like that, so his dress code varies as well. All right, thank you very much for that. I'll now move on to Nathan at Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo Charlie. Go ahead, Nathan.
Thank you, Gary. Good evening, Ness. This is Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo Charlie, Nathan from Langley. Like many of you, I work in IT as well, so I talk to computers, although now I'm starting to question the opportunity, I work from home all the time, so I don't get to wear, and there's actually no office in British Columbia, so I do miss those days of dressing up, back before COVID when I used to go to office. We still didn't have any dress code of any sort, and kind of like a Bay Area culture, so we would show up to work in shorts, but it's nothing client-facing, it's all like, you know, back alley engineers working on stuff that, you know, there's no human communication out there. But one thing that we all did was, contrary to the corporate culture, we dressed up on Friday because we used to go out for lunch or something and we wanted to not show up in, shorts and stuff. So Friday was a business casual day. I'll break for a short and I'll have a couple other comments. Funny, actually, back in college, about 10 years ago, I actually used to dress up in suits a lot because I worked on a client-facing in-university job, so I had to dress up in suit. Funny, for a Halloween, I was supposed to be dressed up as a partner, and I couldn't get time to go home and change, so I actually showed up in dress, and I called myself a Wall Street businessman. So that's my story there. And another comment, I used to work in a sock knock setting out of Dallas for a while, and sometimes we would have like politicians visit, and then the business would announce like tomorrow y'all have to do, you know, do business casual. Funny, half of the people will get, will take a sick day off the next day because nobody owned any business casual. So anyway, back to you, Gary, 73, Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo Charlie.
Yeah, roger that, Nathan. Yeah, it'd be nice to work from home and just wear whatever, you know, and when you're out in the shop or out in the field, you have to wear something really proper. And, you know, some of us long for those days to be back, even back to school uniforms, but I digress there. Thank you very much for all of that, Nathan. I'm at the bottom of the list, so I'll just break for a second. This is Victor Echo 7 Golf Papa Romeo with the check-in and chat net on Victor Echo 7 Romeo Papa Tango repeater. So I'm looking out for more check-ins. I've had 12 so far. Do we have any more check-ins for the check-in and chat? I'll take 3 at a time.
Holy smokes, Gary. How did you miss me? I was one of the first A7CJB in the Canadian Kitty Crew.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot.
Oh my gosh, hang on there, guys, for a second. Yeah, I apologize about that profusely, Jonathan. I thought I had you. I'm looking at the J's. I had Jason first, so I feel terrible. Gee whiz. Okay, back to Jonathan here. Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Juliet Bravo. Go ahead.
No problem, my friend. I was kind of going, okay, he's going to get to me eventually. He's going to, and then you never did. Okay, I got a couple of comments. First off, to the fellow that fits us in Surrey, I think he's somewhat of a new hammy. He was talking about the Surrey tuxedo. That's so funny. With the Mac jackets and or jean jackets and Dayton's. I remember back in those days, that would have been back in the late mid-70s in Surrey. There was a certain area, like the Wally Exchange, the bus exchange down there. You did not go down there wearing those particular items. Otherwise, you would get your behind butt kicked, and they would be removed from your body. I was told about that. I went, wow. And that's kind of funny. But as far on another note now, as far as equipment that I have to wear, I've been working for the same company for 3 years, and yes, we have to wear, like in most cases, safety stuff. I have to wear steel-toed boots and high-vis uniform, like something that shows bright colors of some such sort on my body. But otherwise, that's about it. That's usually what I have to do every day at work. Yeah, but that's funny with the Surrey tuxedo. That was really interesting, that fella brought it up. Anyways, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Julia, Bravo, and the Canadian Kitty Crew, back to you there, Gary. We'll listen for the next round. Go ahead.
Roger that, Jonathan. Yeah. I never heard of the Surrey tuxedo until, I think, a couple of years after I moved to BC from back east. I lived in Montreal. And I never heard about all of this thing about Dayton boots and so forth here that, boy, you were persona non grata if you walked into a bar with those on. You were looking for trouble. Anyway, thank you very much for that, Jonathan. I'll move on to Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Foxtrot. I believe that was Richard calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Rick and New Westminster here. Boy, that brings back some memories. Back in the mid-80s, I started working for Sony out in Richmond there, and for management, middle management on up, you were absolutely mandatory. You didn't come to work unless you were wearing a dark blue suit and tie. No beige suits allowed. Never tried it. Very old school at the time. But after a few years of that, they started letting us come in business casual, and as long as we wore khakis and what do they call them, golf shirts or whatever, collared shirts. They didn't seem to mind that. But, for the first few years, it was, it felt like a banker. But other than that, that was the only time there was really a mandated dress code. But, I couldn't find a suit around this house. I haven't been able to, I haven't had one for decades now, so. Haven't been to a wedding or a funeral for a while, I guess. Back to net, B7 Whiskey Fox.
All right, I'm the Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox, Richard Yap. Same goes here. I think that's a common line here when it comes to business dress and how we got more and more casual through the years. So, yeah, an interesting theme going along here. Okie dokie, I'm looking for any more check-ins for the check-in and chat. Please come 3 at a time at the most for me because my brain works too slowly these days. Retirement, har har. So 3 at a time, please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf, Mike.
I believe that's Leonard at Victor Alpha 7 Lima Golf. Mike, go ahead.
Good evening, Gary. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks for taking my check-in. Never had any dress code where I work because I worked at the pulp mill here in Nanaimo for 46 years, 18 when I started, and a month away from my 65th birthday.